Hello, and thank you for tuning in. You are listening to the Bringing Inspiration to Earth show. You can listen and subscribe to the show for free on Spotify, TuneIn, iHeartRadio, Blog Talk Radio, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, and Audible. For network or show information, visit byteradio.me. And now, the Bringing Inspiration to Earth show. Good day, everyone, and thank you for joining us for this edition of the Bringing Inspiration to Earth show. Today, my special guest is Laura Foster, and we'll be talking about Take Back Your Power and Souls Healing Humanity. Laura Foster found herself and truly woke up when she made the decision to just cut all the bullshit, and she is here to help people in the position that she was in do the same. After witnessing her parents and only sibling succumb to ill health, tragedy, and depression, Laura made a decision to make critical, calculated changes that completely transformed her life. What followed was a massive shape shift in Laura's physical, mental, and spiritual well-being that rippled across every part of her story and those around her. Now, Laura is committed to using her holistic scaffolding technology to help people discover their joy and unpack their bullshit one giant bag of it at a time. Healing Humanity is a place to come when you're ready to transform your life, when you need something different and effective. This is not your typical self-help program. You will receive the framework of holistic scaffolding so that you can come into alignment with your true self and create your best life without a guru or coach. For more information, you can visit soulhealinghumanity.com. With that, let's welcome Laura to the show. Good day, Laura.
Oh, thank you so much. I am honored to be here, indeed.
Thank you. And anytime we can cut through the BS, I'm all for that. I don't know, it's just crazy stuff. But before, in the introduction, I kind of gave a little highlight of kind of your journey, but maybe you would share with the listeners just a little bit about, some detail and kind of what led you to the point of doing what you are currently.
Absolutely. And my mission and my journey is for humanity. So this is not about me. And just sharing part of my story, I want people to know, no matter where you are in your journey, how far down you are and how depressed you may be, I've been there. And, that's what it took. It took for me for everything, the bottom to fall out of my life. Physically, I was not well. Mentally, I was not well. And I call those moments of change. And I know humans right now are having those. And I had those. And you have a decision to make. It's your choice. You're either going to continue to live in that misery that you're in, or you are going to decide to deal with your bullshit, draw your line in your sand, and that's what I did. I did that on the physical level. I was obese, and I was on a lot of medication about 15 years ago, and just unwell. I'm not a poor, pitiful me sort of person. So I look back on that, and it was a gift. It was an absolute gift. And so I am so driven now to get what I have learned and what the universe has gifted through me for humanity, the holistic scaffolding, so people don't have to live where they're suffering, where I was. I mean, Robert, there were a lot of days that I woke up and my first thought was, I don't want to be here. I wanted to die. And so I get that. I get that with some of my fellow humans, they are right now, and I want them to know how much they're loved and there's help out there. So that's in a nutshell.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, that is true. And I can understand. I mean, there are mornings it's like, oh boy, here we go again. Now what of like gonna end, but it is important. Now, when you talk about the bullshit, the conditioning, talk a little bit about, how that frames our life. I mean, talk a little bit about the extent to which we are fed or guided by some of that crap.
Absolutely. And we have all had it. So it comes from everything that we have experienced. I mean, from your upbringing, your family unit, how you were told to do things and not do things, from religious upbringing, from educational upbringing. So it's basically what you were told, what you should and shouldn't do. Now, I want people to know there's nothing wrong with that. And there's a lot of people that will continue to live with their programming. But that causes a lot of discomfort. And I intuitively know that in order to truly be at peace and be happy, you have to shed that bullshit programming, and then you come into alignment, and I refer to it as your true self. That true self, and I define that as your spirit, your soul, your intuition, your wise-ass MFer. That is what we need all of that. It is.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a process to shed that. People, you have the choice to make that. You're either going to repeat and continue to live a life designed by somebody else, or you're going to evolve, shed that bullshit, and live a life designed by you for you. It's huge. So.
Yeah. Well, what you're saying is that people are choosing actions that are based on that programming versus actions that are what's best for them.
Exactly. I mean, and it occurs in all arenas of your life. For example, some people may be in a relationship that no longer has a sparkle, or it could be, to be honest, an abusive relationship, physically or emotionally. But they have been programmed to think, maybe you're married, and you're programmed to think, oh, for better, for worse. It'll just do your part. You're in the back of your head, it's like, okay, how can I kill myself? Okay, just kidding. But living by that programming instead of what your true self knows is that I am worthy of unconditional love. Your true self knows that, but your bullshit conditioning and programming keep you in that relationship because that's how you've been programmed. You think you should stay, or you're fearful. You don't think you're worthy. So it can be, and it's happening in every arena of your life. So from relationships to jobs that you continue to show up for and you really don't like.
So many people are guided by what they feel they should be doing, should be, actually, versus who they are.
That takes a process to, unwrap that. So.
I'm talking about that a little bit about that scaffolding. But one of the things that, you're also very passionate about is helping people take back their power. And one of the things you talk about is how people are consistently leaking their power. So can you talk to us about that idea of leaking power and where does that go?
Absolutely. When you are not in alignment with your true self, that spirit, that soul, and you're living exactly how you've been programmed, that's where you're leaking the power. I mean, to return to the example of being in a relationship that is not working anymore. Every time you allow yourself to stay in that relationship and to hear maybe abusive talk, or it's just not there anymore and you know you need to move on, but you don't. You are leaking your power because you are not in alignment with what your true self knows, that you are worthy of that unconditional love. And it happens, like I said, it happens in all the arenas of life. I mean, every time, and it happens with the lies that we tell ourselves, Robert. You know, we tell ourselves, okay, this year I'm going to be healthy. And then we do not put ourselves first. That's leaking your power. All those decisions that you make that, you know, you're going to do everything else. You're going to distract yourself with busyness, with technology, with food, with alcohol, with drugs, whatever. It keeps you from doing your work to align with your true self. That's leaking your power. Boundaries you set that, you know, you don't keep. That's leaking your power. Mm-hmm. But the good news is you do have the power to step back into yourself at any time, and you can do that. So there's a lot of other humans on this planet. We're doing it.
Absolutely, and that's great. And I think once people do step back into their power, it not only affects them, but it also encourages those around them to do the same. I mean, not everyone. I mean, there are people that will continue to choose to follow the BS, and that's okay. But to recognize that there's still a choice there to make.
Exactly. And I love that you brought that up about it. It's the ripple effect that, you know, you start stepping back into your power, and it's the ripple effect. And since I've had this conversation in the Soul Healing Humanity community about, you know, this giving season, and it's like the best gift you can give anybody else is the healthiest version of you. You want to be that better mom. You want to be the better partner. And I've even suggested to some of my members, because I know financially it's hard for people right now. And it's like, you know, invest some of that money. Maybe not buy a bazillion gifts this year. And maybe you have an honest conversation with your partner. Say, hey, you know, instead of spending X amount of money, I'm going to invest that in myself. Maybe I'm going to do a gym membership. Maybe I'm going to invest in a course or something. I'm going to invest in me so I can be a better person. And like you say, it's that ripple effect. It's like, wow. Yeah, that's what we need on the planet right now, Robert. Yay.
I agree. So how would someone counter their mental argument, you know, of doing something like that for oneself is selfish in a time when, you know, gift to others seems to be predominant.
I think that is part of the bullshit programming that we've had. The gift-giving mentality of giving to everyone else, either monetarily or energetically, and that it is, we've been programmed to think, oh, putting myself first, that's selfish. That's just BS. I call it BS, bullshit belief system. And you're the only one that can challenge that. If you choose to still believe that, you are choosing to be what I call in the repeat cycle. And I want you to know, I am not judging you. I was there for decades. But you have the choice to, you're going to evolve or you're going to repeat. And if you choose to come in and actually challenge that and go, hey, I'm going to have this conversation with my partner, or, and I'm going to invest this money in myself, and I'm okay with that. That's a start. That's an absolute start.
Well, that's good. Because I think some of that programming, you know, is very strong in people. And then I recognize that, you know, there are times when it can be difficult to make that shift to recognizing that investment in one's self not only improves one's life, but also the lives of the ones around. You know, so that in essence, it's kind of an indirect giving, you know, by becoming a better you.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Now, one of the things I liked about your approach is to recognize that you can create your best life without a guru or a coach. One of the things, I did a book several years ago called It's No Secret, Spirituality Fights. and it was the acronym for the show, but also the fact that, you know, spirituality can sometimes break you in the butt. And in one of those, you know, and it was basically highlighting things I learned from guests that I implemented that made my life better. And one of the things in it was, the topic was, thanks for your advice, now I'll decide. You know, and the whole idea is that, you know, we give so much power to coaches or gurus or, you know, even mentors, you know, that we lose sight of things. So, you know, can you just kind of talk a little bit about, you know, about that aspect and how does that fit in or not with Souls Healing Humanity?
Absolutely. I am super passionate about this. And I want people to know I'm not judging. I follow various gurus and teachers and such. But I'm so passionate because you know what's best for you. Your true self, there is no guru or no mentor or no program that knows what's best for you. Your true self, when you're in alignment with that and you've shed your bullshit programming, that true self knows what is best for you. That's when you can design a life for you, by you. The risk of following someone else's program, and again, it's fine if you do, there's no judgment, but then you are following what they think might be best for your life, and you're still kind of dependent on that. You may be replacing one belief system, but you're grasping for another. And where Souls Healing Humanity is different is the holistic scaffolding technology and framework. Once you learn that, you become your own guru, your own coach. Now, it's a supportive community, absolutely. And there are people that work individually with me, but I'm never, ever going to tell you, you should do this, this, that, and the other. I'm giving you the framework of holistic scaffolding and the technology that sheds your bullshit, you come into alignment with your true self because that's where your power is. That's who knows what's best for you in your unfoldment of your spirituality and what you're supposed to be doing on this planet. So,
okay. So let's kind of delve in a bit into that holistic scaffolding. Tell us about its inception, when it, you know, excuse you, how was it formed?
Actually, it's a long story, so I don't want to go into it. Actually, it's in the book Set Up, Not Fucked Up. But basically, it's been about 12 years ago. I was standing in the front of the sculpture David in Milan, Italy, and I had a complete emotional breakdown. I just fell apart emotionally and mentally. And it started, the universe started, like, giving the scaffolding to me then to help me deal with my own bullshit. But that's kind of the inception of it, but that's not really what's important. What's important is that it's been given to me through the universe to humanity. And it is a framework and it is a technology. There are six platforms to it. In the analogy with David, the sculpture David, Michelangelo has a famous quote, and I always misquote it, but basically the sculpture David was inside the granite. All he had to do was chip away at the exterior material. So the analogy is your true self is David. The bullshit programming and conditioning is the granite that is around you. It keeps you living in a life that is not allowing you to be happy. And the platforms of the holistic scaffolding and the wisdom wands, which are the tools, you are kind of climbing up and down, think of the game shooting ladders, and then it allows you, it's the technology that allows you to chip away at the programming so you can come into alignment with your true self. And it is the fastest way I know to get there.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's good. Now, obviously, we don't want to go through all six platforms because people can figure it out. I would like to at least give maybe, you know, one or two examples, you know, just so that people have an idea of the structure, of the depth, or, you know, just an idea of what the program consists of.
Absolutely. I think let's follow the example of the person that may be in a relationship that is not working for them anymore.
Right.
So the very first platform of holistic scaffolding is awareness. And all the great spiritual teachers, you know, that is a message. And I always think something I say all the time in my community, you cannot change what you do not see. So for that person, the awareness is, you keep coming back to this awareness of, oh, my God, I am not happy. I cannot take this anymore. This person, it's just not working. So the awareness is beautiful. It can be very painful, very, very painful, but you have the awareness. Then the next platform, and again, I'm presenting it in a linear fashion, but it's not linear, it's up and down. But the next platform is celebrating you. So you come into, and this is a difference with the holistic scaffolding and soul healing handy, we come into a higher vibration. We're not playing the blame game. We're not a victim. We're not, you know, we're not getting into this negative space. We are celebrating, so you're celebrating you. Thinking about how are things, you know, what have I survived in my life already? Yeah, this is a bad situation relationship-wise I'm in, but man, I survived and thrived this situation from my past. Also celebrating that you are a master creator. You have the power to change it. So just kind of, that's just a little feeling of how that works. And there's much more, obviously. I think it gives them a little taste of like, oh, okay.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Now, and it's interesting because, as I mentioned, my nourishment sutra, the very first insight I had was awareness is where it all begins. I use the quote from James Turbot. I just thought it's, let us not look back in anger, nor forward in fear, but around in awareness. So let's talk a little bit about soul healing humanity. That is obviously a platform and a community that you have. So tell us a bit about that.
Absolutely. It is a movement. It is not a company. It is a movement. It is a place, it is a very safe place for people to come when they're really ready for something different. I mean, they may have tried all kinds of different things and they keep coming back to the same spot in their life. And they're truly ready to really shed their bullshit and come into alignment with their true self. There's, I call it the Soul Healing Humanity Toolkit that's on the website, soulhealinghumanity.com. And that's got a lot of different tools and resources for them, from free things to very inexpensive to a set up, not fucked up book, workbook, online course. So there's a full cornucopia of resources for people in there already. And I actually am just launching a new kind of a smaller course for people that they're not really sure where to start. And it's called Unfuckitation 101, where to start. I mean, it's like $69, but it's a video lesson that's loaded with resources. So there's just a lot of things there. And I know I have people reaching out to me not knowing where to start. And one of the inexpensive resources for them when they look is the quit shit list. And it's like 50 things to quit out of your life. And I encourage people to think about, no matter how much you want to change, the programming is so strong that until you quit doing stuff in your life and make room for those changes, not much is going to change. So it's a very fun and powerful resource there. It's called the Quit Shit List.
So give me an example, I mean, you know, of some things that, you know, kind of are on that list for people.
You know, quit blaming. You know, quit blaming other people. You know, coming out of the blame game, because, again, we're so programmed to think it's not me. It's, you know, again, with the example of the relationship. If my partner would just do therapy, not about your partner. Believe it or not, I know that's uncomfortable for people to hear. It's about you. And whatever they're triggering in you is actually a gift. And I know that's kind of far out. I'm very different in my thinking. And I know that might offend some people, but I'm going to love on you no matter what. So, but, you know, quit expecting people to think and act like you do. Yeah, that's a big one.
Yeah.
You know, I know holistic scaffolding is one of the tools that will get us to the world peace. I know this is far reaching and way out there, but I firmly believe we need to settle in, and each individual needs to settle in and do their own work. So quit expecting somebody else to think and act like you do. You cannot create your reality. You can create your own. And when you are in alignment with your true self, that's unconditional love. That's what we're after. Everybody wants world peace. Everybody's talking about it. Settle in and do your own freaking work. You're going to get there.
Start with yourself.
Yes.
We're about halfway through the show, excuse me, Laura. So I'm going to take just a quick 90-second break. And then when we come back, one of the items on your website talks about being ready for no. So we'll have to kind of explore that, okay?
Okay. Awesome.
Okay, great. Everyone stay tuned. We'll be right back after this brief break. Hello, this is Robert Sharp. I want to thank you for joining us, and I hope that you are enjoying today's show. Just a reminder that we have a wealth of information and resources available on our website, BikeRadio.me. There is a calendar of upcoming shows, along with an archive link that will give you access to more than 1,600 shows that we have had during the past 12 years. Also on the site is a link to the products and services we provide, books, nature photography, calendars, and 5x7 photo greeting cards. Our show is a free podcast on Blog Talk Radio, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and TuneIn. And you can subscribe for free on any of those platforms by using the links on our website homepage. We are on social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn, etc. And we also have buttons to those platforms on the top of our homepage. Our website, BikeRadio.me, has much for you to explore and enjoy. I also very much appreciate you supporting our guests, and especially today's guests. And now, back to the show. Hey everyone, thank you for staying with us again today. My special guest is Laura Foster, and we're talking about her platform and her book, Souls Healing Humanity. And for more information, you can visit the website, which is soulshealinghumanity.com. And like she mentioned, on that particular website, you can find the toolkit and also some FAQs. Give you some more information. Okay, so with that, we're back, Laura.
Absolutely.
Okay, now as I was going through and reviewing your website, there was one area that you talked about. What does being ready for no mean? You know, some people saying no is easy, for some people it's not. So tell us about, about no, and the idea of being ready for it and how it can benefit us and all that kind of thing.
Absolutely. So one of the things that comes up with people is how do I know when I'm ready to say no, and how do I know when I'm ready to begin this journey of shedding my bullshit? And I encourage them to just start being aware that base platform of holistic scaffolding. Start being aware of the areas in your life that you are really unhappy, that you're really ready to say no for. And for example, the relationship one, there's going to be areas where you are just, you're ready to say no. You don't want to do it anymore. And that is super, super telling that you are ready to say no. So, and begin that journey. So, you're sick of your own bullshit in that area.
Well, you know, I mean, one of the big areas you mentioned setting, you know, stuff that kind of making room. I think that's one area that, in today's society, we were programmed to make sure that, our lives are full, no matter what, of stuff, that the idea of, having space, is not effective, not where it's at. I think the idea of creating space, for change is real important.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're right, Robert, we have been programmed to think and design our lives where we're constantly busy. And we don't have the space. We say we're too busy to make the changes. That's the BS that we're telling ourselves, and we continue to lie to ourselves. And it takes, really being ready to say no is that you are absolutely sick of that. And also, I just want to mention to your listeners, on the website, there's a link to take the assessment. It's completely free. So you can assess the different areas of your life, your physical well-being, your mental or emotional well-being, and your spiritual well-being. So if you're not sure, like, okay, where do I want to start? That'll give you a good idea. And the other very free thing that's unique to this listening audience is the Bullshit Bag mini course, which is the $30 course that Robert will link in the show notes. It's totally free to anyone listening. And the free Take Back Your Power workbook, which I think is like a $15 product. It's going to be free for the listeners today. So I just want to mention that.
Well, great. So now how does someone take advantage of that?
When you share it, Robert, in the show notes, you can put the links there. And when I share it to my community, I have the links there as well. So. I'm still learning
all
the technology stuff, so.
Pardon
my technology fumble, so.
No, that's no reason. We all are. I've been doing the past podcast for now, starting my 13th year, and there's still things going on. Everyone is very cost conscious. There can be, a free opportunity to, dive into a new area that is, I always like to share with folks. When it comes time for, someone to, kind of make that leap, to say, okay, I've had it, I'm done. Now, you mentioned that assessment on your website, and it looks like I'm ready to transform my life, is the link to it. What are some of the things that the someone would learn? I mean, what kind of awareness would be raised by going through that assessment?
Right. By looking at the, you're going to take an inventory of your physical assessment. How much energy do you have? How is your sleep? That kind of stuff. So you're going to come into awareness and you're going to be rating, I think there are like 9 questions. So you're going to rate them 1 to 10, whether you agree or disagree. And you're going to be able to see, physically I'm doing pretty well. The energy, the sleep, just your overall physical well-being. And then there's an emotional well-being as well. So you'll be going through that assessment and really assessing, how do you accept all your emotions? Or do you think you should always be happy and you don't accept the sadness that sometimes is in your life or the shame or the guilt? That kind of stuff. So you can really assess where you are in your life. And then the spiritual, and it's not religious. I want to make sure that, Robert, I was reviewing your stuff and we're very much on the same page. It's not religious, it's spiritual. Spiritual to me means that it is in alignment with your true self. And that is unique to everybody. So your spiritual path, you're already on it. You're already doing it. And the closer you are into alignment and living in alignment with your true self, that is going to be your spiritual well-being. But if you're living as you have been programmed, you are not in alignment with your true self, and you're not going to spiritually, quote-unquote, be well. So that makes sense.
And I've often, one of the things I've always said is, stop looking for your path, the idea is because I've had, in that time period, I've had so many, there have been times when I've had intuitives on the show who, will take calls and there will be people of, what am I going to sign my path? What am I going to, what is my purpose? And of course, there are those who would ask about, they're getting a loved one in their life, they've been searching for them. And quite honestly, I've changed my programming from the first 5 years I did, a dose of those. But it was crazy. Since I've changed more to empowerment and self-help and encouragement, because I would get the same callers asking the same questions, 5 years later, and it was like, and quite often maybe different people too. Would have the same answer, for those folks. And so, the idea of looking for something but not changing anything for that different outcome was crazy to me. So it's like, I'm not going to spend more time with these people. They're not going to listen to me. Advice, or make any changes.
Exactly. And that is their path. And, that's the thing of becoming at peace with, that is their path. Mm-hmm. And you're right. They're not going to change. And that's okay. That's part of their journey. And it is the way it is for whatever reason, beyond our understanding. But to quit trying to control that, and judge that and just let it go and let them, I absolutely get it. And it is definitely, like I said, I'm so passionate about, that's why I want people to have this knowledge so they become their own guru. The holistic scaffolding works in every arena of your life. And again, relationship-wise, back to your example and somebody wanting to know when's my next love going to come in, they're still looking for that in the exterior. And that all comes has to come from your interior, your true self. And no matter what intuitive, psychic, whatever, we try to tell that person from where they are, they cannot understand that. And it's okay. I'm not judging it. It's just they can't understand it until they shift that and realize it's not looking for love in all the wrong places. It's there. You're never going to find that. That's something from my own journey is, I was married for 32 years and very much at peace with my ex-husband and his wife. But it took me waking up and me realizing that I had to come out of that victimhood and the blame game and all that. And that does take work, but that's where the holistic scaffolding comes in. So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and I like the visual the word scaffolding invokes. The idea of, when one thinks of a building, and scaffolding along the side, it's a way of not only support, but also, I guess, renovation needs to be done.
Absolutely.
A structure that's what you need scheduled.
Yeah, absolutely. And I talk about this in the community as well. I'm always going to give it to people straight with no chaser. When you do start on this path and say you're drawing a line, again, with a relationship, you're drawing that line in the sand and it's like, okay, I'm not taking this anymore. I am aware of what's happening. I am celebrating that I can survive this. I am a creator. I want to be honest with people. It can be very painful and you can so-called blow off your life. It's going to shift and it's going to change. And that can be very frightening to your human part of you because you're grasping it. You want it to stay the same. I know, and this is really personal, one of the reasons I stayed a long time in my marriage was I was afraid. I didn't think I was worthy. I was afraid to not be married. I thought that's what I was supposed to do. So I want people to know that it's not all lollipops and sunshine and riding on a unicorn. But it's powerful. It's very, very powerful. But I want people, I'm honest, I want you to be prepared that it might just blow that portion of your life up. You're going to come to a different awareness of your true self that's a different vibration, and there will be people that kind of don't resonate with that anymore, and they're going to kind of fall out of your life. And sometimes as humans, we grasp onto that. And I had this conversation in the community a lot about it's okay to surrender, trust, and let it go. Make that space. Make that space.
Yeah. The idea of kind of blowing up, and the people around you, some may survive that explosion, some don't have a relationship, and some may not. And it's important to be able to be comfortable with, letting go of those that don't. I think, letting go is, like you mentioned, we kind of want to hold on in kind of human nature, but letting go can be a very difficult process for some folks, especially if the letting go is like your partner, your spouse or family members. Family members can be a real challenge for some people.
Yes, absolutely. But they are the relationships, even the ones that are difficult, you can frame it not being a victim, not playing the blame game, and how can you learn from that? And this is a wisdom nugget that I share, and it's pretty deep. Take a look at that difficult, again, relationship and things that you, maybe you're waiting around for that partner to come around and say they're sorry or show up for you. Here's the wisdom nugget. How can you draw a parallel to you're not showing up for yourself? You're not apologizing mm-hmm. yourself. Maybe you're constantly beating yourself up. There's a lot of wisdom there and a lot of learning that can happen if you can step out of the program framework of, oh, it's just their fault. If they just do therapy, if they just quit drinking, if they keep on their No. Them. It's really happening for you. It's also happening for them, which is that's a much deeper conversation, but it's happening mm-hmm. for you and for your unfoldment so you can know your true self. And shed that BS.
Well, you know, I mean, it's the idea of kind of looking into a mirror, you know, the idea that what we need to see is being shown to us through others. And, mm-hmm. you know, that's important to kind of to look at that, you know, and recognize that, you know, there's something to be learned from that.
Yeah, there is. Yeah, it's a wonderful learning opportunity if we choose to take it. And if we don't, that's okay. We're still going to learn. So I always say the universe is happening for you, and it's going to send you the same lessons until you learn them. And, I mean, the cast of characters may change, but if you look back over your life, it's like, okay, this is a repeated theme. You know, I know in my own life, for many years, I was the family, quote-unquote, savior. Now I understand I'm 55 and, you know, a different part of my place in my life, I understand that me being a savior was a massive distraction for me to keep me from doing my own work. And I know there's some listeners out there like, they're resonating with that right now. I can feel it.
I have a friend who loves drama.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she's an older woman, but, and, you know, her life is full of, I mean, I get tired, really tired listening to, you know, all of the events and the tsunami, and I kind of chuckle anyway, because, I mean, it's like, her life is so chaotic, you know. Mm-hmm. It's so chaotic because of all of these other things going on, you know. And it's like, you know. But again, that in a way, that's kind of how she defines herself, you know, without, you know, recognizing that, you know, kind of looking at, you know, herself, you know, as far as, you know, her life and, you know, what she's happy and satisfied with, is really where that attention should, no, not should, is where the attention will benefit her more by looking inward.
Absolutely. But again, you know, you cannot create her reality for her. So it's, it's like you would love to, and that's part of, you know, when you're in that kind of phase where it's like, oh, if they just, you know, if they just do this, and they, no. So all you can do is by saying, I'm going to love on you no matter what. I mean, you know, So you choose to love her as a friend, but you see things differently. So.
Right, exactly, yeah. And you end up hanging up thinking, thank God that is not my life. For one's life and, you know, kind of what's going on around. Well, Laura, you know, we've kind of touched on, you know, all the topics that I had listed. Is there any maybe information that you might want to share with listeners, maybe in particular, you know, with the upcoming holiday season, for them to consider?
I actually, on the website at soulshealinghumanity.com and the Soul Healing Humanity Toolbox section, I do have a holiday survival guide that is available for purchase. It's $14.99. I actually wrote a short story. It's also an audio book. It's very short, but it gives people 5 wisdom wands. These are like tried and true methods and tools that they can use to help them survive the holidays without booze, drugs, or shotgun. It's just fun. It's fun. I've got a fun meditation in there that they can listen over and over. So I think that's a great resource for them to have to help survive the holidays. Cause I know you were talking about it earlier about relationships and family. And I have a blog post that I call Teen Intrusive that I've talked a lot about being the black sheep of the family. So there's a lot of stuff that, it's a beautiful community. So we're doing the work together. And I say this all the time, I don't have all the answers. I'm still learning and making mistakes. But I wake up every day, I love humanity. I am just very, very passionate about giving this holistic scaffolding to the people that are ready for it. And I am here when people are ready. I'm here to support you in any way that I possibly can.
Now, people, you're on several social media platforms. Mm-hmm. Like you have your own YouTube channel, your Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. I'll connect with you and I'll accept TikTok. I'm not a TikTok person, but this is it. I'm limiting my social media platform.
Get a little crazy.
Get a little crazy. But anyway, and it's a very popular platform. So if people want to join you, they can find out in all of those icons for those platforms are in your contact link. And so I want to thank you for your time. We are very much in simpatico on very many things, and so I really look forward to following your journey.
Oh, thank you. Same as well. Much love. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Mm-hmm. Again, everyone, today my special guest has been Laura Foster. We've been talking about souls healing humanity and also take back your power. And again, as we mentioned, you can find out more about what the souls healing humanity community is about by visiting the website soulshealinghumanity.com and definitely check out the tools that she has available and join Laura and me on our social media platforms. So everyone, I want to thank you for joining us for this edition of the Bringing Inspiration to Earth Show. And until we meet again, thank you for tuning in. You've been listening to BikeRadio.me's Bringing Inspiration to Earth Show. To become a show follower, visit www.blogtalkradio.com/BikeRadioMe and click on the follow link. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter at BikeRadioMe. Be sure to visit our website at www.BikeRadio.me. That's BikeRadio.me. And until we meet again, remember to be a bright light by bringing inspiration to your world and to the lives of those you touch.